Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
A gun rack. Yeah, right. I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns that would necessitate an entire rack. What am I gonna do with a gun rack?
You don't like it? Fine. You know, Wayne, if you're not careful, you're gonna lose me.
I lost you 2 months ago. Are you mental? We broke up. Get the net.
Okay, and... are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioStPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the program. I hope you're well. I'm doing pretty good, doing good. I had a nice little venting session. I vented. You want to get your exercise. You want to go outside. You want to get some vitamin D. You want to get some activity. It helps your stress level. You feel better when you do that. But I don't know if you've ever just yelled and complained at your friend. Now, it's not great for your friend, but you just got to have the appropriate friend that you can do it with. And when you do, oh my God, you feel so much better. I had so much pent up. I got this buddy who, my buddy Zach, who's been on the show a bunch of times. He's a complete menace and a kind of a scummy dude, to be quite honest. But he's one of my really good friends, and we bonded because we're mean girls together. We were. He moved away, stole my bicycle, and moved away. But whatever, you know. And I hadn't really talked to him since then. He didn't even tell me he moved. He just kind of took off in the middle of the night, and I guess didn't tell anybody from what he says. But anyway, so we, you know, we're still friends. We exchanged texts, you know, a lot. I still talk to him on text quite a bit, and we're kind of just, you know, mean to other people that we mutually don't like. And that's how we bonded over that time, became good friends. And he called me out of the blue, and I was like, oh, wow, let me talk to this guy. And I forgot that he was my person that I could kind of complain to, and he not only agreed but would complain back. And we get into our own little echo chamber, and we feel better afterwards once we do all this venting. Oh, my gosh, it is a fantastic feeling. And it was good to talk to him, because it's been, like I said, I didn't really realize that I needed it to do that as much as I probably do. I feel bad. I was just screaming at him the whole time and complaining, but I think he gets it too, and is just like, yeah, I agree with you. So it was good. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line here. You can leave a message over there, a text message. If you want some stickers, I still have those, some magnets, some really cool magnets. I sent some of those out this week. So if you'd like some, I'll send them to you free of charge. Just get in, slip in my DMs on Instagram and Twitter at @home_made_man. Or you can reach me at hmbradio.com or leave a text or voicemail, 813-693-2124, and visit hmbradio.com. If you missed any of that stuff, it's all there in the contact section. Before we get started today, I want to say thank you very much to Truvy Salon and Spa, my faithful compadre Chrissy Parker and her beautiful salon over there, 8908 4th Street North, Unit B. And make your appointment at Truvy, T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. And I thank Chrissy for being a sponsor of the Homemade Broadcast. If you want to become a sponsor, if you're a local business or whatever, and you're, you know, interested in promoting your product on a podcast, well, I know of one, and I'd be happy to do it for you. So email me or get at me at hmbradio.com. Let's work together. So I wanted to give you an update, too, on the McBee's thing. Last week's podcast was the most hated man in the city of St. Petersburg. His name is Kevin McBride. He is the owner of a store called McBee's, and the city hates him. And I think he might be a little crazy, number one. We talked about it last week. And I also talked about how I feel like he's being treated unfairly. And I think that he is, because his beliefs don't line up with the progressive sect of St. Petersburg, which is basically everybody. But I think he's also, like I said, I think he's unhinged. It's not only that he's a Trump guy, but he's also crazy. And I reached out to him on his McBee's page, and I invited him to come on this podcast, gave him full disclosure that, you know, what I talked about last week. But I wanted to give him an opportunity to share his side of the story. He did not respond to that message. I can't really blame him. I did call him a lunatic on this podcast. But I wanted to give him that opportunity. Almost kind of relieved he said no, but I'm kind of bummed. I wanted to talk to him and see what was up. And I actually finally commented on a friend of mine's, not a friend, but a guy I see, you know, from time to time. He's one of these really sweet, compassionate men that are out there and caring individual, and I like the guy. You know, I see him from time to time. He's a decent guy, but he was just one of these that was just obsessed with this Kevin McBride guy, just posting bitchy. And I know I'm saying bitchy when I just talked about how I'm a mean girl with my friend. I understand the hypocrisy there. Don't get me wrong, but he just obsessed with this dude, calling him names and posting pictures of him. And what social media you don't understand about it is he's getting all this, you know, positive reinforcement. He's getting these likes and, yeah, screw that guy and, yeah, whatever. But most people are scrolling by it and rolling their eyes and going, oh, for God's sakes, give it up. That's what most people, the vast majority of people are doing to these posts. But they see these, they get these little likes and, you know, positive feedback from a few folks, and they think that they're, like, doing God's work. They're virtue signaling to their people, and they think that they're, you know, a good person because they're standing up against a person who voted for Trump and is crazy, I guess. So I finally commented on this thing. I was just I'm desperately searching for ways to delete Facebook, but I have to run pages for work, and I got to run my HMB radio stuff and Radio St. Pete stuff and all that. So I'm finding it difficult to switch over to just like a anonymous profile or something, because it's a hellhole. It's terrible out there. But I finally I just couldn't take it anymore. And I go, you know, you're picking on a disabled man. And of course, I was expecting the full wrath of these ass wipes, pretty much, that were going to jump all over me for defending this man. I was surprised that that was not the case. And I feel vindicated for how I felt about this fella, because when I commented that, the guy, the original poster, said, you gotta be freaking kidding me, man. And I said, no, I'm not kidding you. And then another person responded. He's another local business owner, and I'm not gonna call him out and put him on blast, because I don't know the dude, but he owns a business here downtown. If you are a business owner and you want, you got to understand, if you're taking a stand like this, you're alienating 50% of your potential customer base. That's crazy. That's insane to do. That's just bad business. So I'm not going to call this guy out. I'm not going to put him on blast for this. But he is a business owner in St. Pete. And he basically said, you know, being mentally ill is no excuse for this guy's behavior. Yeah, I kind of agree. But it also kind of is an excuse, number one. But yeah, I get it. He said some wild stuff. And then number two, he said that he's not going to let this sit and let this guy run amok in his town. Ugh. Oh, I hate that. Your town? It's not your town, pal. That's so gross. Oh, my gosh. And I just said, oh, well, I didn't know that this Kevin McBride fellow has been fit to stand trial from the King of St. Petersburg himself. My God. And I said, why don't you guys, you know, go get your pitchforks and your torch, and you can march down there, and you can chase him out of town. Wouldn't that be great? Or maybe he'll barricade himself in his little apartment there. Maybe he'll kill himself. Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that just be great? You can get him out of your town. Ugh. And right after that, somebody, actually a writer for the Times, kind of got my back, said, look, I agree that, you know, being mentally ill is not an excuse for this behavior, but I kind of agree with Will here, and I think the guy's mentally ill. And then a few other people kind of chimed in agreeing with me, and I was like, thank God. I was ready to fight, keyboard warrior style fight, not actually fist fight, but I was ready to kind of stand my ground online. I was waiting for the comments to roll in. And I've noticed since then there's been, it's been quiet about him. Nobody's, I commented to Ray Roa too at Creative Loafing, same thing. Like, you guys are picking on a disabled man. This isn't really cool. And Ray just kind of liked the comment and moved on. But I notice it's been radio silence ever since then from this guy. So you're welcome, Kevin. I feel like I did you a service, and I'm going to take credit for it because I don't, why not? I'm just going to do that. So 813-693-2124. I do want to get this guy on, but I'm also interested to hear if anybody has an opinion about this guy. Am I wrong? Am I right? 813-693-2124.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
I have some good news for you potheads out there. But first, I want to say thank you very much to NTT Fitness, NTTFitness.com. NTT Fitness is a gym that's located in Pinellas Park with classes, and they'll get you into shape and all that. But they also have this meal preparation service that is more affordable than some of the other options that are available, some of the bigger people that we have in the vicinity. And the food is freaking awesome. I've been eating it the past, I guess it's been a month now at least. I'm down 10 pounds. I'm afraid to step on the scale because I don't want to jinx myself. But I'm down 10 pounds and, you know, I'm exercising, I'm doing the running and stuff, but you also need to eat well when you do this thing. And you can food prep. Yeah, I know you're capable of food prepping, but it takes forever to food prep, and you're eating the same crap over and over again. Let Kay and Ryan at NTT Fitness do your food prep for you. Get a variety in your meals, and if you use code LEVELUP15, that's level up, the number one, the number five at checkout, you can get 15% off your first order. So give it a try at nttfitness.com. And finally, for the potheads, yes, I know you've been waiting on bated breath. Guess what? Smokable medical marijuana passes the Florida legislature. And it's, I'm not high, believe it or not. No, I'm not. It's heading to the desk of Governor DeSantis right now for his signature, and he's been very active on this. He's got really high approval ratings, too, this new governor. Even, you know, Democrats like him. So it's going to head to his desk. They passed the vote 101-11, and so it's heading to his desk. He's going to sign it, expected to sign it. And what it's going to do is, the bill is called CS-182, and it lifts the ban on smoking medical marijuana. It bans smoking low-THC cannabis in public. It prohibits smoking medical marijuana in an indoor workplace, and it bans patients under 18 from smoking medical marijuana unless they are diagnosed with a terminal condition. The no voters all came from Republican lawmakers and included State Rep Thad Altman of Brevard County, State Reps Mike Beltran and Jackie Toledo from Hillsborough County, and State Rep Adrian Zika of Pasco County. But, yeah, the bill is going to take effect, so you can now smoke pot. I just want to, can we just decriminalize the damn thing? You don't have to legalize it, but can we just stop, you know, arresting people for marijuana at this point? I think it's overwhelmingly popular now. Everybody gets it. Everybody understands the deal. Like, let's just stop the nonsense. So you don't have to legalize it if you don't want to, but just let's not throw people in jail for it anymore, for the love of God. I almost said it's 2019, but I really hate when people say that, so I'm not going to say that. Download this podcast if you have not in your iTunes or Stitcher feed or wherever you get your podcast. If you just search HMB Radio Tampa Bay, you'll be able to find it. You can subscribe to it. Please give it a 5-star rating. Tell a friend about it. Retweet and share it on social media. It only takes a second, and it really helps me out. And I appreciate you taking the time to do so.
You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.
So before we get to the final segment today of the program, I want to say thank you very much to Homemade Podcast. Now, I really, truly believe in this company because I own it. It's my thing, but it's a media consulting company that if you're interested in learning how to create your own podcast, well, I can help you because I'm talking to you through that medium currently. If you need help with hardware, RSS feeds, any of that stuff, I can help you. So get me at homemadepodcasts.com. There's a contact page there, and let's do it. Let's hang. So anyway, on Stay Woke earlier this week, I had a little run-in. I had some problems with a few friends of mine, and not only just friends, but like really good friends of mine, where we kind of got in a little squabble, and I kind of felt like I didn't know if I was being sensitive, maybe a little too sensitive, and I shouldn't be. So Anna and I talked about it on Stay Woke earlier this week. Stay Woke is a program heard on 102.5 The Bone here locally in Tampa Bay. You can get it at theboneonline.com, or you can download the Bone app because you can get the show on demand. It's on at midnight, so you're probably not awake for that. You live a normal life, and I envy you for that, but you can get it on demand. So you can just play it. It runs in a loop 24 hours a day. So download the app, 102.5 The Bone, and as well as Stay Woke, you can get all the other Bone shows, including The Mike Calta Show. You got Roger and JP. You got Drew Garabo Live. You got Soul Brother Kevin. And you got The Johnny B Show and Stay Woke. So you can get that whole lineup there, clips of the day, weather, traffic, all that good stuff. And also download the Radio St. Pete app, too, because you can do the same stuff. You get all these shows. You can get the Homemade Broadcast on demand. You can get all the other Radio St. Pete shows, I'm pretty sure, on demand over there. If not, sorry I lied to you. But anyway, let's get to this clip from Stay Woke. Am I being stupid with my friends?
What's going on, Will? Why don't you set it up?
So I am the, I don't want to say bum of my friends, because I work hard, okay? And I just, I don't have, I'm not where my friends are at. I hung out with a friend of mine.
Financially, he
last week, financially. And it kind of put me like, oh, okay, I'm doing pretty good.
Right.
But the direct clique that I hang out with now, they're all very smart, very well educated, and they got good jobs because they went and got their education and have good jobs now. Mm-hmm. They're buying houses, sure. They're buying cars, they're buying all this cool stuff. So I kind of feel like I'm getting left behind. Though oftentimes they went to Spain last year.
Yeah, I know.
And they said,
I saw the picture.
Hey, we're going to Spain. You should go. And I went, I would love to do that. That sounds incredible. I cannot do that, though. And they're like, well, why don't you just open a credit card or something?
No.
No, definitely not happening.
Do not do that.
So I'm always on edge about this. I'm happy for them, obviously. And it kind of keeps me in a competitive mode where I feel like I need to get there, you know, keep working hard mm-hmm. and I'll get there, whatever. But last week on Saturday, I also have these two friends where we have this weird relationship where we nickel and dime each other on everything.
I feel like you don't want to do that, but you feel like
that.
You have to because that is the standard that they've set.
Listen, I had my one buddy, right?
Mm-hmm. We'll call him Buddy A. Okay.
I sent him money one time on Venmo.
Okay.
And he scolded me because I sent him $15 and it was actually $15.67 one time. And I went, what? And I got so, it's still, this was a year ago. And it still bugs me to this day. And this is, I think, the catalyst of how this Saturday thing came about.
Okay.
Because on Saturday, my buddy invites me to the pool. Hey, man, come to the pool.
Yeah.
Let's hang.
Buddy A?
Buddy B.
Buddy B. All right, Buddy B.
And I go, yeah, man, let's do it. That sounds great. And he goes, hey, will you pick up beer? Yeah, I don't really have a problem doing that. However, I got beer last time.
Huh, interesting.
So, and I just asked the question, like, didn't I get beer last time? And I just got a message that said, sure, on it.
Hmm. Kurt?
I don't know what that means. Right. Well, it's hard to tell tone on text,
sure,
so I don't know.
But Kurt is never good, I feel.
It's usually not, no.
Okay.
And this guy is not Well, I don't know. I don't know what he meant by it. So I asked him, what do you mean? What does that mean?
Yeah.
And he just sent back a message that said, if you think that you've supplied beer enough, then just don't worry about it. Forget it.
Ooh.
And that set me off immediately.
Now, how did you respond to that? Did you not respond?
Well, it took me a minute. I was like, what? I obviously started screaming at nobody.
And this is good advice for anybody. If you're really, really heated, put the phone down.
Yeah.
Walk away. Think about it. Because anything that you send when you're that heated and that lit up is never going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always good to walk away. So what was your next move?
And I just wanted to know what the deal is, because I'm just asking a question, because I don't want to have this relationship with my friends where we're nickel-diming each other. But since that precedent's been set, right, where that's what we're doing, then I feel like I need to do that, because I don't have the money that they have to just throw around on stuff. I don't mind getting beer. That's not about the beer.
I get you.
But if we're going to do this thing, then everybody has to play by these rules. And I said, well, what does that mean? And he goes, well, and I already said, yeah, if you think you've supplied enough beer, then don't worry about it. So I just said, you know what? I think I'll skip the pool today. You guys have a great day. And I kind of left it there.
Wow.
And I haven't really talked to them since. And I don't know if I'm. We have a group text message that's been going around. I haven't responded to any text.
And texts have been going back and forth. Anything directed at you?
Yes. Tonight there was some things that were directly sent my way that I didn't answer. And I feel like, I don't know if I'm being stupid or not about this. I am a petty man.
We're
keep
both
this in
petty
mind.
People. But here's the thing. I don't think that we're petty. We pay attention to detail. And I feel like all people get upset by this or get bothered by this sort of stuff. We're just talking about it out loud. Because anybody that would be like, hey, you owe me 60 more cents, be like, what the F you? You're my friend. Oh, what
that's
the hell?
Still, and honestly, that still bothers me about this person.
And
to
I'll tell you why it bothers you, because they're your friends and you think that your friends want to be generous with you. And the more stingy you are with somebody, it's actually negatively correlated with how close you are with them. You know, if you are having like a transaction, you go to 7-Eleven, they're like, that's a dollar. You pay a dollar. You know what I mean? Mm. It's not like they're like, oh, I got this one for you. You don't. This is a stranger. It's just a transaction. It's all about the money. Yeah. But when you have like your friends, it would be very strange if you went over to your friend, your buddy A's house, and you sat down for dinner after he invited you, and he goes, okay, that's going to be $13.25. And you're like, what? I thought we were friends. It's usually you give more generosity with people that you're closer with. So the fact that he's nickel-diming you is an indication that maybe you're not as close as you think you are, right? Because it's more of a transaction. It is all about the money and not about the company.
Ooh, well, I almost feel like I almost feel like they're trying to be like, oh, I don't want to be a mooch, okay? I definitely don't want to be.
I know,
some sort
and you're
of
very
mooch.
Sensitive about that,
I
which
am
is good.
I'm very sensitive about that.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's why it bothered me so much. So now, you know, we don't do the Venmo with each other anymore. Like we just get our own checks.
Oh, it's that's just awful.
I hate it.
Feels cold. It's not like I'll get this round, you get the next round.
It's really, and I've tried to enact that from time to time, but I feel uncomfortable doing it with this person now because it just doesn't feel organic. And a lot of times, like I got beer, and they might have forgot because we were drinking, but I went and got a 18 pack of beer.
Yeah,
you know, to have at the pool after we finished the initial one. So I paid. Venmo'd the person who bought the beer,
right,
and then I went and got another case of beer that night, and I don't think they remember that, but nobody paid me for that, and I didn't want it. I didn't ask for it because it was just a friend getting beer.
Of course.
But like
I
said,
it wasn't acknowledged
at all, yes, and like I said, we were drinking, so they kind of might have forgot, which I totally understand. I've done that
before.
You don't think about it.
But then to go ahead with the next sort of gathering and kind of... It sounded like they were, I don't want to say they were trying to tag you as a mooch, but it sounded like from the tone of your friend's text, it was like, he was saying, I always supply everything for you. You know what I mean? And the fact that you have to get it twice in a row is, you have so many times that you need to make up for.
That's it.
Because I've supplied you with so much. And you're thinking, dude, you're not even remembering all the times that I've contributed.
And, you know, this person has been very generous, but I think we've all been generous with each other. You know, sometimes it's just what you can give.
Right.
You know, but it was just so, and that's the thing, like, they tried to defuse the situation, but it wasn't about, like, we'll Venmo you. I'll Venmo you cash for the beer. It's not about that. It's about what you just said, like feeling like I'm some sort of burden or something.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm just and I'm paying you guys back for everything you did for me and all this stuff. That, and I just felt, I don't know, it was so off-putting. And I don't know how to answer these people now because I'm mad. I'm still mad.
There's social nuances, but I'm very, very sensitive to that as well. When Cammie came to visit, I mean, she was like rolling out. And she knows my financial situation is not good. And she paid for an incredible dinner for me and all this stuff. She ended up leaving her shoes in my car. And she was like, you know, could you mail them back to me? I'll Venmo you. I said, no. I mean, yes, I will mail them to you, and no, you will not Venmo me any money. And I sent her, like, I made a purpose to take a picture of the receipt so she could get the tracking number, and I made sure to cut out the cost so she wouldn't even feel, she wouldn't even see it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this is when you're expecting the package. This is the tracking number. Don't you worry about it. Thank you for buying a ticket to come see me, paying for all this stuff, you know, and you left your shoes in the car. So what, that you owe me $7.12? Okay. You're on Stay Woke. Who's this?
This is Chris, Chris Witt, from Steinabun.
Oh, hey,
oh,
man.
Nice. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? I was just chiming in on what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, is Will crazy? Are we crazy? Or is there something here
not at all.
That's what I thought.
At all. Because, you know, I'm not originally from Tampa. I've only been here for about 3 years. And I have one good friend that I hang out with. And, you know, it's one of these things where, you know, like, there's no, like, spoken thing. There's just always a couple beers whenever the two of us hang out, you know. One of us bought it or the other one did. There's always just going to be some beers there. It's not a, like, okay, you got this. It's on me this time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, like, I think, like, Will's not crazy for what he's thinking. You know, it's like,
right.
Yeah, dude, I got beer last time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if these are people that he doesn't hang out with regularly, you know,
he does, though.
Yeah,
he
these are like my best friends. Yeah, my really good friends.
Yeah. Then there should be kind of an equal arrangement.
So how do you go about having a conversation about this? Because I do not have this relationship with my good friends. Like, it's very, and I have no money, but I like to take care of people, and I like it when they want to take care of me. You know, we both want to give.
Right, exactly.
So how do you have this conversation with your...
Like, hey, man, I don't have a lot of scratch right now. I'm like, oh, no, I got this time. You know, it's a give a penny, take a penny situation.
But then I think Will is also concerned that his friends will pin him as a mooch if he has this sort of conversation where he's like, dude, I don't have a lot of money, and you didn't remember the last time I got beer, and then they may say, well, it's not that big of a deal, Will. Why are you even bringing this up? But it is a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big deal. I mean, it's not, he should bring it up. If it's like, look, you know, I don't make that much. You know, I can't afford to do this. You guys are all in on it, you know, so, you know, kind of let's do the give a penny, take a penny situation, you know, let's all be in on it. If we're all besties about it and we're all drinking together,
and
everybody should be equal on it. And it shouldn't be like okay, it's your turn this time. It's your turn this time. It shouldn't be like that.
Right.
Go ahead.
No, I was just, I mean, yeah, and it's, I don't know. I just, yes, you nailed it. You hit it on the head. I don't know what else to say about it, but I'm glad I'm not insane pretty much, because I was worried, like, am I being over dramatic or oversensitive about this thing?
I don't think so.
Not at all.
Yeah, not at all.
If they're expecting something out of you, then, I mean, that's not cool. You know,
I don't think it's necessarily, you know, that they're expecting... buddy, hold on. I talk, you talk. That's how this works. I don't think it's that they're expecting anything out of him. I just think that it makes for just a very uncomfortable, a very cold sort of friendship, the fact that they are remembering something like 60 cents that Will owes him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's not going to break me. The case of beer is not going to break me. You know, I can buy a case of beer. It's not a big deal, but... I don't know. It's just like, if we're going to have that relationship, then we got to all follow those rules. I don't want to do that. I'd rather not do that. I'd rather do like you're saying, Chris, or just buy each other beers.
Yeah, I get around, you get around.
Yeah,
no,
running tally that needs to happen. But if that's the way it's going to be, then I guess that's the way it's going to be. But again, we all got to play by the same rules.
Yeah. All right, thanks for calling in, man. We got to get going. See you later. This also reminded me of something I learned when I was studying like game theory. When you talk about like repeated encounters, right? So you would act that way. You would be nickel and diming people that you would expect you would never see again,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
So if you know, hey, you owe me this money because I'm never going to see you, this debt is never going to be repaid. But the fact that you see these people all the time and they're acting like they're not going to see you again, like, hey, don't forget, you owe me 60 cents, that makes you feel very distant and not very, like, chummy. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Right? It was so off-putting. Like, it still bothers me to this day. And this was a year ago. And that 60 cents thing just drives me up. And he was, you know, well, that's how much it costs. Yeah, I get it. And you're right. But there's just so something. It's so robotic and yeah. so weird. I don't know.
One of my Asian roommates, Asian number one, the first one. I had ended up having three, that, for those that don't know my history. We don't have time to get into it now, but she did something similar like that as well. Granted, we weren't, like, good friends, but she, like, charged me tax on something one time for, like, an extra buck. Honestly, I wasn't good friends with her despite the fact that I lived with her. I didn't know her, and I just kind of chalked it up to a cultural thing, mm-hmm. you know? But it was very off-putting, but I also kind of gave her a pass because she was from China, so mm-hmm. she doesn't know the sort of, yeah, the social nuances that come with being an American. So.
And I just, you know, take your 60 cents and choke on it. I don't know what yeah. to do.
I get you.
All right, there you go. Yeah, I don't know what to say about it. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. I'm sure we'll be good. We'll be fine. We'll smooth things over. But, you know, sometimes you get in spats with your friends and your family, but, you know, your friends and family. So this too shall pass. We will overcome. And with that, I will leave you for this week. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned because Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next if you're listening on a Sunday evening. And the Indie Circuit follows that. If you listen on podcasts, man, thank you so much. I really appreciate you doing that. I encourage you to please share it with your friends and subscribe and rate and do all that good stuff. It only takes a second. Really helps me out. Home_made_man on social media on both Instagram and Twitter. You can follow me on there. And I just thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a fantastic week. Be good to your friends and your family and even strangers. My name is Will Koontz. This is HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. See you next week. Bye.
Have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.